Grain trade higher today, led by none other than the wheat market, which took a pretty good beating this week. But presently, with double-digit gains, we are higher on the week now for Kansas City and Chicago wheat. About 6 cents higher already on the week for Kansas City. Chicago is coming in around 3 cents higher if we close here. Corn would be steady on the week. It tried all week trying to pound on the Sunday night lows on the improving weather for the Midwest this week. That's becoming old news because it's the Plains area, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota North. It's troublesome. North Dakota is probably down 22 bushels an acre from last month's crop averaging. That's worth about a bushel right now off the national yield. But then again, if we have improvements in Iowa and Illinois, it helps offset us. We'll really quick, but here's the catch. We're going to roll into Monday, and it's likely the good to excellent ratings for corn are going to dip. Maybe they'll be steady, possibly 1% lower, because we didn't improve much this week. And so that it comes into play with the crop report on Wednesday, because our ratings are down substantially from last year. Now, yeah, last year's crop was over 186 bushels to the acre. So we can be down from last year, and many want you to believe we could still be 183 bushel. I don't think so. The average yield guesses are coming in down about a half a bushel. Little interesting fact for you. Every year, the August yield for corn moves at least a bushel to the acre. So which way? Higher or lower? My bet's kind of on the lower side, but then where's the acreage going to come in? The FSA data we're going to have. Some are thinking slight bumps on acreage for corn and beans. I'm with the group that thinks down a little bit on acreage for the corn and better for the beans. And so a lot of dynamics for next week's NASS data that comes out on Wednesday at 11 o'clock. Currently, we find the wheat futures leader of the pack today, up 16.5 cents on Kansas, 716 as we go into the weekend, concerned that, you know what, that wheat is not moving out of the Black Sea, and it doesn't look like it's going to move for weeks to come because the UN is not coming to the rescue. Turkey, who negotiated the last deal in May of 2022, no conversation of them out there. So the break that we've seen this week in the wheat market might be a gift for end users to snag into. So again, Kansas up 16.25. As we go to Chicago, September up 11 at 642.25. Minneapolis wheat, September gaining 13 cents, 684. December up 12.5, 706.75. Now the corn market presently up 1.5 cents, 463.5. The old crop September up 1.5 to 440.5. Soybeans were higher most of the session, but weakness in the meal has caused us to back off to near steady money. Steady for September beans at 1160. That's 7.5 cents off of early morning highs. Meanwhile, soybeans for November unchanged, 1177.75. Oh, and yes, we did see some flash sales. Beans, 238,000 beans to China this morning, and 256,000 plus corn to Mexico. Well, over on the cattle trade, mixed after yesterday's hard losses. We did open sharply higher today, just to fall lower on the session, and now we're recovering on live cattle feeders because of their big discount to the index. They're popping back higher again here. Currently, the feeder index is up $4.43. Another sharp jump. Yesterday was up today, $3.57.36. Meanwhile, box beef choice up 36 cents, select up $1.35. So the board still has August cattle down 77 cents despite a lot of cash trading at 235 this week. But then again, the August board is not about today. We went delivery today. The board is about the last days of August they're trying to gauge. Down 77 cents right now at 230.45. October off 70, 224.27. December down $1.07, 223.30. Now those feeders were back up 315 on August, 351.20. September up 307, 344.65. October gaining 222 at 334.17. In January, they're up $1.17, 317.20. That's $4 off of the morning lows. Hogs are mixed. We're down 5 cents on August, 95.45. October up 32 cents, 82.05. Gold on the jobs number coming in lower than expected, looking for a build of 85,000. We were down 33,000. That popped the metals, popped the stock indexes on thoughts there won't be a rate increase here in the month of August. The December gold up $95 an ounce, $4,395. Silver, September up $1.90. 63.50. Dollar index, of course, is weak, down 38 cents to 99.43 right now. And on Bitcoin, August contract, up $215. We're at $64,835. Crude oil, we're heading into the weekend. Trump has not said anything about Iran, stating that U.S. or Israeli ships can never transverse into the Persian Gulf, nor anybody that sides with the U.S. Well, I think President Trump is waiting till 1 minute after 4 o'clock today before he says something. And maybe that something says, I don't like it, we're going to bomb the hell out of you. I have no idea. I'm just guessing. President Trump's been quiet all day. Crude oil right now, up 62 cents a barrel, $77.91. Gasoline showing a gain of 4 cents a gallon, $2.98 for September. September diesel fuel, we're up 2.5 cents a gallon, $3.90.5. Any questions? You can always find us. For especially the using that ARC tool versus PLC, we'll help you out. Doesn't matter if you're not a client of ours. We will help you. 701-222-0221. That phone number and the 800 number is at the website heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening and have a profitable day.